Hi, Daily Dosers. We are going to be in the book of Judges today, Judges chapter 2. We talked this weekend, if you tuned into the message at North Coast, I was kind of explaining what do we do with this idea of fear and doubt and anxiety and worry in our life as followers of Jesus. And one of the points that I was trying to make that I'd like to kind of tease out now that I have a little bit more time is this idea of passing on generational faithfulness and passing on the stories of God's faithfulness to us is one of the key ways we can curb fear in our life. So if we don't have think of a scales of justice, you know, on one side, here's all the junk that's happened in our life. And then over here is the faithfulness of God that he's exhibited to us time and time and time and time again. I would guess for most of us, the reason that when we run into trials or temptations or tensions or brokenness or hurt or pain or even death sometimes, it can feel so weighty and appropriately so. Like, don't get me wrong. If you're going through something nuts, it's hard. And pain is painful and emotions are real and they hurt. What I'm really talking about is those moments where we lose perspective, though, of the goodness of God in the middle of those things. I think a lot of that comes from the fact that our scales of justice are so weighted one way. We fixate and we focus on our issues, even when we think about certain years. Sometimes they're plagued by these big atrocities that happen, or these moments where we missed or we got fired. And rarely do we think about God's faithfulness in those because they're not the stories that we tell. For some reason, stories that are better, serving for us, for a family in, group, or that make headlines. I mean, just look at the news today, and almost any day, the murders and the genocides and the pain and the crashes are all over the news because they're what makes press. Meanwhile, the majority of us who have days that we're going about where we're experiencing this amazing moments of God's faithfulness and his character, and we're having fun with our families, and we're going to church, and we're having life group, we're doing all these normal things. They don't make headlines, they don't make press, because sometimes we're least aware of what's most constant in our life. And here's this kind of haunting phrase, the book of Judges chapter 2. Previously in scripture, we see this line of phenomenal prophets from Moses to Aaron, and then you got Joshua, he takes on the nation of Jericho, and all of his stories are so well documented. And then in Judges chapter 2, verse 6 says this, "After Joshua had dismissed the Israelites, they went to take possession of the land, each to their own inheritance." So there's this great moment where they finally take the promised land that God has told them they would take. Everyone's happy and joy-filled. Verse 8, "Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. They buried him in the land of his inheritance at Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. After that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation grew up who did not know the Lord, and they did not know what he had done for Israel." Verse 11 continues by saying, "Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served foreign gods. They rejected the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshiped various gods of the people around them, and they aroused the Lord's anger because they rejected him and served foreign gods." Now, a lot of us, when it comes to not sharing our story, we don't run a high risk of our children or grandchildren or younger siblings or our nephews and nieces turning towards foreign gods or worshiping Baal or worshiping Ashereth or bowing down to a golden cow. But we do run a high risk if we don't talk about God's faithfulness of having a generation that comes after us where when junk hits the fan, they turn to the numbing or the fake promises or the emptiness of this world rather than remembering, you know what? God was always there for my parents. God was always there for grandpa and grandma. God was always there for fill in the blank. I'm being convicted of this every day, but I really want when Peyton and Harper and Brady and Leo and any other kids that we have or adopt come along, I want them to look up to mom and dad and to have this just wealth of the scales of justice of how faithful God's been so that they stand a fighting chance when suffering and pain hits the fan of it being more evened out, so they have a more clear view of who God is and his presence in their life, rather than when things go wrong, just going, "Where's God?" Well, the answer is, he's always been here for us. And let's not try to make sense of this without first understanding his faithfulness and all of this stuff. We'll see you guys tomorrow.